Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we are with Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter with the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
You always like to hear some good news every once in a while, and you have a wonderful story, some people honored for saving a snowmobiler. Explain, tell us the story.
Yes, it's in this morning's Daily Gazette, Dave, by Steve Williams. Four members of the Saratoga County Department of Public Works were honored by the County Board of Supervisors Tuesday night for saving the life of a Mayfield man, Ed Fitzgerald, whose snowmobile fell through the ice on the Great Sacandaga Lake on January 31st. The four men honored were Preston Allen Jr., Aaron Colvin, Rob Christ, and Jeff Gray. Fitzgerald, 44, married father of two teenage daughters. The accident took place on the northern end of the lake by the Conklingville Dam.
Well, there's something called a fire watch. It involves Schenectady's Frog Alley Brewing Company and the fire department, and an interesting story that will not bill the taxpayers.
No, it won't, Dave. Schenectady's Frog Alley Brewing Company will be billed about $5,400 to pay for the city fire department's use of three employees who conducted a fire watch on the business over the weekend after a routine inspection exposed safety issues. City officials ordered the watch last Friday after the inspection revealed non-compliant fire alarm and sprinkler systems. While both systems were working and active Friday night, the sprinkler system had not been certified by a state licensed inspector. Firefighters say the fire watch, with Frog Alley paying the bill, did not cost the city taxpayers anything.
Let's now go to Amsterdam, where some kids returning to school found something nice on their lockers.
Yes, it's more good news. Amsterdam High School students returned to class Monday after a week-long break and were greeted by handwritten messages scrawled on Post-it notes and stuck to their lockers. The messages, hundreds of different inspirational quotes, served as a quick shot of positivity for students returning to a stressful time of the school year. The messages focus on uplifting messages to inspire teenagers. "Every day is a new beginning," read one. "Take a deep breath and start again. It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop," read another. Lori Stachnik, the mother of an Amsterdam sophomore and the force behind Monday's notes, said she wanted to give students something uplifting to think about as they started back to school this week.
"They just better not get detention for passing them back and forth."
That's right.
Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette, joins us with some good news today. That's always welcome. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Jeff, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.